Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Helen, we're moving our things to the new house this afternoon.
Great! I can't wait to arrange my new room.
Today we will take your bookcase, so please pack your books. And empty your desk. Mr. Jackson is going to take it for his daughter.
My pink desk?
Don't you remember? We agreed to get you a bigger one. I've seen some interesting furniture for teenagers at the shop, and I'm sure we will find something for you there.
Great! And what about my bed?
Tonight we are still sleeping in this house. We are moving our beds tomorrow.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Helen, we're moving our things to the new house this afternoon.
Great! I can't wait to arrange my new room.
Today we will take your bookcase, so please pack your books. And empty your desk. Mr. Jackson is going to take it for his daughter.
My pink desk?
Don't you remember? We agreed to get you a bigger one. I've seen some interesting furniture for teenagers at the shop. And I'm sure we will find something for you there.
Great! And what about my bed?
Tonight we are still sleeping in this house. We are moving our beds tomorrow.
Tekst drugi.
Mum, I need your help with my project. I have to choose a picture showing a typical English person.
Well, it's hard because everybody's different.
I know, but at school we are talking about European nations and their characteristics.
Fine, let's try then. Drinking tea at 5 o'clock is definitely not true anymore.
Yes, you're right. What about taking an umbrella everywhere because it rains a lot in England?
Well, my English friends don't do that. I think it's safe to say the English love pets, so the picture with puppies is perfect.
Good point. I'll use that one.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mum, I need your help with my project. I have to choose a picture showing a typical English person.
Well, it's hard because everybody's different.
I know, but at school we are talking about European nations and their characteristics.
Fine, let's try then. Drinking tea at 5 o'clock is definitely not true anymore.
Yes, you're right. What about taking an umbrella everywhere because it rains a lot in England?
Well, my English friends don't do that. I think it's safe to say the English love pets, so the picture with puppies is perfect.
Good point. I'll use that one.
Tekst trzeci.
You look sad. What's happened?
I wanted to pay for this book, but I can't find my purse.
Think where you last had it.
I remember paying for a bus ticket an hour ago.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. I think I lost it or somebody stole it then.
You should report it to the police. And don't worry, I'll keep the book for you until tomorrow. It costs £10.
Thanks, that's very kind of you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
You look sad. What's happened?
I wanted to pay for this book, but I can't find my purse.
Think where you last had it.
I remember paying for a bus ticket an hour ago.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. I think I lost it or somebody stole it then.
You should report it to the police. And don't worry, I'll keep the book for you until tomorrow. It costs £10.
Thanks, that's very kind of you.
Tekst czwarty.
Thank you for inviting me to the career day at your school. I'd like to tell you when my passion for cooking started. One morning, when I was about 7, I went to the garden with my mother to pick apples. Then we made a delicious pie, and that inspired me to become a chef.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Thank you for inviting me to the career day at your school. I'd like to tell you when my passion for cooking started. One morning, when I was about 7, I went to the garden with my mother to pick apples. Then we made a delicious pie, and that inspired me to become a chef.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, Sue. Chris called me today to say sorry for not coming to my party. He offered to help me with the geography project and invited me for a bike ride tomorrow. But my bike's broken. Could I use yours? Please. Call me back.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Sue. Chris called me today to say sorry for not coming to my party. He offered to help me with the geography project and invited me for a bike ride tomorrow. But my bike's broken. Could I use yours? Please. Call me back.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I have swimming practice, Spanish lessons and guitar lessons because my parents organize all my free time. In the summer, they take me to see interesting places so I can learn new things. I think it's too much. It would be nice just to stay at home and do nothing.
Wypowiedź druga.
I play in our school band, and I have lots of friends and hobbies, so I don't often get bored. But being bored is not so bad, at least for me. That's when the best ideas for new songs come into my head. When I sit in my room, doing nothing, I suddenly start singing a new melody to myself.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
There are a lot of situations where you might get bored. It may be on the bus or in the dentist's waiting room. Then you've got some time and nothing to do. That's why, wherever I go, I have a small notebook and a pencil in my pocket. I just take them out and start filling my notebook with funny pictures.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Every time I feel bored, I make lists. I write lists of things to do, lists of books to read, or films to watch. I make them because when I note something down, I remember it better. And when I complete a task, I cross it out. That's my way of getting things done. It works and I enjoy it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I have swimming practice, Spanish lessons and guitar lessons because my parents organize all my free time. In the summer, they take me to see interesting places so I can learn new things. I think it's too much. It would be nice just to stay at home and do nothing.
Wypowiedź druga.
I play in our school band and I have lots of friends and hobbies, so I don't often get bored. But being bored is not so bad, at least for me. That's when the best ideas for new songs come into my head. When I sit in my room, doing nothing, I suddenly start singing a new melody to myself.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
There are a lot of situations where you might get bored. It may be on the bus or in the dentist's waiting room. Then you've got some time and nothing to do. That's why, wherever I go, I have a small notebook and a pencil in my pocket. I just take them out and start filling my notebook with funny pictures.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Every time I feel bored, I make lists. I write lists of things to do, lists of books to read, or films to watch. I make them because when I note something down, I remember it better. And when I complete a task, I cross it out. That's my way of getting things done. It works and I enjoy it.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Visit the gaming festival at the sports arena from the 29th to the 31st of May. What can you do there? If you want to test your knowledge of video games, take part in our team quiz. Your team should have from 3 to 5 players who will have to answer a set of questions. Would you prefer to compete on your own? There is a creative corner where you can draw your favorite video game hero using the latest software. The best 3 will get a prize. But it's not only about fun. If you are worried about the effects of video and computer games on your health, come and talk to our expert, Professor Steve Jones. He will tell you how your body reacts to gaming. Tickets are available at www.londontickets.co.uk. But you should also visit www.game.london.com, where you can test new games and learn more about the festival. See you there!
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Visit the gaming festival at the sports arena from the 29th to the 31st of May. What can you do there? If you want to test your knowledge of video games, take part in our team quiz. Your team should have from 3 to 5 players who will have to answer a set of questions. Would you prefer to compete on your own? There is a creative corner where you can draw your favorite video game hero using the latest software. The best 3 will get a prize. But it's not only about fun. If you are worried about the effects of video and computer games on your health, come and talk to our expert, Professor Steve Jones. He will tell you how your body reacts to gaming. Tickets are available at www.londontickets.co.uk. But you should also visit www.game.london.com, where you can test new games and learn more about the festival. See you there!
Zadanie 4. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Where can I try on these trousers?
Wypowiedź druga.
Which jacket do you prefer? The blue one or the red one?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I'd like to return this sweater. Is it possible?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Are these jeans the right size?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Where can I try on these trousers?
Wypowiedź druga.
Which jacket do you prefer? The blue one or the red one?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I'd like to return this sweater. Is it possible?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Are these jeans the right size?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.